Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you and I stand up in the armor of God and with the sword of the Spirit, and we speak in the name of Jesus, the devil runs, because he don't see you. Did you hear me? He's not afraid of you. Oh, but you're in him. You're in Jesus. And you are authorized to speak in his name. And when you truly speak his words in his name, in faith, it's as though he spoke. Amen. Now, if that sounds too big for you, don't throw it away. Get in the scripture. Study the subject. Don't take my word for it. Study the subject of delegation and authority. Why else would the scripture say something like this? One place it said he talked to him. Next place it said, you know, he sent elders and he sent friends. Because he authorized them to go speak on his behalf and he spoke through them. And it'll help us to understand that it's not so much the vessel that's the issue, it's who's doing the talking.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
We need to be able to hear from God through whomever he would use.
Right.
You know, a man out in the desert starving for water, and somebody gives him a great big, you know, cup of cool water, and he looks at it and goes, I don't drink out of brown cups. I only drink out of white cups. Well, dry up then. Huh? I don't drink out of new cups. I only drink out of old cups. Huh? I don't drink out of rough cups. I only drink out of fancy cups. How many know who the cups are I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Cups are people.
Yes.
Vessels.
Yes.
And you need to drink from any way the Lord would serve you.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to look twice and go, now that's the Lord, right? Yes, it is. I know I had ministered to some other folk and myself had ministered to this man, this pastor, who had really messed up. I mean, I won't even go into all the detail of what he did. I mean, he just went crazy and really, really messed up. Well, we prayed with him and ministered to him and endeavored to help him. And he acted like he got straight. And just a few days after that, we were in a meeting and some things were going on. And he stands up and starts prophesying to me. Well, now I knew a lot of the stuff he had done for the past year. And it was just bizarre and as carnal and messed up as you can get. And when he first starts prophesying to me, my first thought was, no. You don't need to be prophesying to me. And then I closed my eyes and I checked my heart and I thought, no, wait up. Yeah. 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 And then I opened my eyes and I thought, No, not him. Not right now. And then I closed my eyes and I thought, no, hold on. That's God. That is God.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And it was God.
Amen.
And God was using that man. How many know we got to be open? That's one reason the scripture says don't despise prophesying. A lot of people get off, a lot of people mess up, but don't just shut everything down and don't judge everything before you hear it. Got to be open, right? And I asked the Lord later on, I said, Lord, what about that? He said, that man is clean. He's repented. I've forgiven him. He's as clean as you are. And he said, I can use whoever I want to. I said, yes, sir, you sure can. That's,
amen.
I mean, if he's clean enough for the Lord, he's clean enough for you.
Amen.
And the blood can cleanse,
yes,
from every stain.
Amen.
I mean, there would have been a lot of churches that wouldn't have had the man in their pulpit, and yet God accepted him and was using him.
Amen.
And I'm glad to say he went on and did good work after that. But the centurion, he sent elders. And Matthew says he talked to Jesus because that's how powerful and that's how real delegated authority is. Let's keep reading. The Bible said these elders besought Jesus for the centurion. They pressed their petition. They said, he's worthy to have you do this for him. He loves our nation. He's built for us a synagogue. They were interceding, if you will. They were pleading this man's case for the Lord. Does it make any difference if you take care of God's people? And then if you have a time of duress, is God faithful to you? If you've been faithful to take care of God's family, will God be faithful to take care of your family?
Yes.
I've seen it. Oh, how I've seen it. You remember the woman, you know, that was wealthy and the man of God came by their house ever so often. She told her husband, let's build a little room on the house here. Build an addition on the house and furnished it. And when he came by, they cooked for him and made sure he was comfortable, had a place where he could get quiet and pray and hear from God. And you remember that over a process of time, he called her in and said, what do you want? And she wasn't going to ask for anything, but his servant said they've been trying to have a baby for a long time. He said, uh-huh. He said, about this time next year, you'll have good news for us. And sure enough, they did. But that wasn't the end of the story. Later on, the boy, you know, something happened to him. And he died out in the field. And they brought him in dead. And he was raised from the dead. And that wasn't all. There came a time of famine. And the whole family left the place and was gone for years just trying to survive. And when they got back, well, everything had really gone in disarray. People had claimed land and taken stuff. They were gone. They thought they were gone for good. And she walked in before the king's court. And the servant of the man of God was standing there telling the king about her when she walked in. Can God set you up or huh? And he looked at her and said, that's the woman. He said, yeah, that's her. And he restored all her land and everything it produced all the years she was gone.
Yes.
Does it pay
yes.
to take care of God's people?
Yes.
And then is God going to be faithful to take care of yours? Well, they're telling him, you know, man, this man, under Roman rule, he could have oppressed them as a lot of these guys did. He could have made life miserable for them. Not only did he not make life miserable, he was a believer in God. And out of his pocket, built them a synagogue. Now get the difference now. You can't say, now God, I've done all this for you. You ought to do this for me. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about, now God, you know, I've been a good Christian and I give in the church and I do this and I do that and you ought to do bargaining. No. Your healing has already been bought and paid for. There was nothing we could do good enough to earn it, good enough to merit it. So the Lord bought it and paid for it apart from our works. But the principle is when you are faithful to God, He is faithful to you and your family.
Amen.
I said, and your family. Man, the greatest thing you ever did for your family is for you to fully obey God. God is faithful. I know Brother Hagin said one time, his son, Ken Jr., pastor of the church there at Ramah now in Tulsa, he was overseas in the military, in the army, I believe. And they hadn't seen him, heard from him for some time. And he and Brother Hagin is here having a meeting, doing some things. He said he was asleep in the night and the Lord woke him up. Woke him up and had him pray, dealt with him. He didn't know why, but he just sensed that his son was in danger. And so he prayed best he knew how, prayed in tongues and prayed with faith and prayed. And he felt like he got a release. He felt like everything was okay and he finally went back to sleep. They didn't learn about it right away, but in process of time, they found out that he was out riding some motorcycles with some other soldiers and you know, going too fast around some mountain roads and stuff. And they thought he had run off the mountain. Thought he lost control in some gravel and went off. It was a sheer drop. I don't know how many hundreds of feet down to the bottom. And they went back the next day and looked and the tire tracks went off. And then up ahead some distance they came back on.
Amen.
And they're like, how did that happen, you know? And he said, Brother Hagin said, when he found out about it and his son came home safe. And he said, the Lord told him, he said, if you hadn't obeyed me, and left that last church and went out into the field ministry and done what I've directed you to these years, he would have come home in a box. But because you obeyed me and have been faithful to me and asked me and prayed, I was able to spare him and protect him and bring him back safe.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. It pays to obey God. Everybody say it pays. It pays for your whole family to obey God. Amen. Now let me say it again. It doesn't mean that if you've been a good Christian, God owes you stuff. Did you hear me now? No. Or that you got a right to say, now come on, God, I've done this for you. You got to do this for me. No. He owes you nothing for your works. You couldn't get enough works to earn your redemption. But the principle is faithfulness. If you are faithful to obey God, it gives him a legal right to do things for you and yours in the earth. Amen. He wants to do it for everybody. But not everybody gives him that right through obedience and faithfulness. Does it pay to be faithful to God? Absolutely. Keep reading. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. He knew it wasn't by the merits of his good works. But look what he said. In Matthew 8 there, he said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Oh, glory. Just do what? Just speak the word. Just say it. And he went on to explain. I'll read this from the Living here. He said, if you will only stand here and say, be healed, my servant will get well. I know because I'm under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. And I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave boy, do this or that, and he does it. And I know you have authority to tell his sickness to go, and it will go. Now understand this. Does understanding authority have anything to do with faith? Here is one of the few instances where Jesus marveled. If you read the scriptures and other translations, it talks about that Jesus turned around. He kind of spun around and looked at the people behind him and said, I hadn't seen faith like this anywhere. This impressed Jesus. He's not impressed with just everything. He wheeled around and said, basically, wow, this is great faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Centurion's Servant, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R718. That's R718. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.